So today we are going to be talking about cyberbullying and what you can do. So first we have a question. If someone were bullying you and you don't know what to do and you think it might make it worse if you told someone about it, let's tell you what you should do. So first what you should do is if you just think it's going to get worse, you should tell an adult because they can fix it because they have a better mindset than you. So I think telling an adult would be a great idea. Telling an elder or a guardian, someone over the age of 18, would really do good. Also, if you think it's going to get worse, and you don't want to tell your parents or anything because you might think that social media is going to, you're going to get social media taken away, first of all, tell them because you can have an argument with them about, say if you really want to have social media, well, that would be good because they could monitor it. And if they monitor it, then you're not going to have a problem with it. And so another question is,
if you're someone you know is being cyberbullied, what do you do?
Well, what you would do is,
basically, you're being cyberbullied and you don't know how to handle it. Basically what Ethan said, just
tell a trusted adult.
Tell a trusted adult and someone over the age of 18, like a guardian or something. And if it gets worse, then you might want to go up a step and maybe move on to
a principal.
The authorities or something.
Or
maybe the principal first, and then
a principal, and then if it gets even worse than that, just call the police. But I mean, you wouldn't want to call the police if it's not that bad. Like, say someone's bullying you to a point where they're showing mean pictures of you, or they're posting videos online about you that aren't true and they're false, and no one can do anything about it, even your principal. Then just tell the authorities. Anyone who has power with police or anything like that, that would be a good idea. And so also if someone says mean things to you online, you should not respond. Don't retaliate. Retaliating is just going to make it way worse, and you don't want to retaliate like that. And also what you want to do is you want to print it out, because if you have evidence, that's going to work a lot better. You want to print it out, and then not only you just want to print it out, but then you would also want to show your parents, show a guardian, anyone like that, and show them about it. Because maybe they could help you and you want to block them so they can't send you anything anymore. And you just want to make sure you have a printed copy of it or a hardcover version or a picture of it. If someone sends a pic, a nude pic to you, or they're just nude, it doesn't have to be all nude. It just can be in your underwear or something that you really feel embarrassed. If you're really embarrassed and stuff like that, and you just don't feel right about it, you're just you want to retaliate. What you want to do is you want to tell a guardian over 18. You want to go to your principal if it's at your school, or you want to call the police, because this stuff, you don't want it to happen, because it can get all over social media and you can feel just embarrassed and it can get worse. So the earlier you stop it, the better it's going to be.
If it's basically just they're calling you mean names and they're saying negative things about you, that's probably just a parent thing. But if they're sending mean things to you
and
on social
bad
medias,
pictures and all kinds of stuff, and everyone's fitting in, they're all fitting with the crowd and saying mean things about you and not doing what's right, then you want to tell someone else, a principal.
That would probably be a principal thing.
And also, if you have a guidance counselor at your school and you want to talk to them about these things, you should ask, because they can really help a lot, because our guidance counselor helps us a lot, and it means a lot to us to have a guidance counselor. And
if it gets to the point where it's so bad that they're actually threatening you with, I'm going to kill you or something, or,
you want to get a picture of it. You really want to get a picture of it.
You want to, take a picture of that and then, show it to the police or something for evidence that you're being cyberbullied, and they could get in a lot of trouble.
And also, it's illegal in every state to cyberbully, but it's not illegal in all states to sex, but it is in Ohio. So sexting is when someone sends a picture where you have either underwear or nothing on, and it's just very, you don't hardly have anything on, you really don't want it to happen. And it could be that you send it to your boyfriend or girlfriend, and
if you guys
break up, Well, if also you can say that point.
If you guys are under the age of 18, then it's definitely illegal. Like, if you're both under the age of 18,
like, it's illegal.
Just viewing the picture can get you into a lot of trouble.
Even if you don't want to view it, you might not get in trouble, because if you tell a trusted adult or the authorities or someone, then they're going to know that you didn't really want to do it. But if you keep it secret and you just hide it, then people are going to find out, because nothing can be fully erased from the internet.
And also, if you guys are in a relationship and one of you is under the age of 18, the other one is over the age of 18, then the person who sent the picture is obviously in trouble, because they showed it to a minor, and a minor means that you're under the age of 18, and the person that viewed it could get in even more trouble.
And also, if you think about it too, why would you want to send a picture like that? If you put it up a billboard in the center of town, would you send that? So say you sent a picture to someone. Think if you would put a billboard up that says that in the middle of town and let everyone see it. Would you do that? Think before every action you make, and think about that. And think if you should do that. And we're going to have our next question.
If you or someone you know receives a nude picture sent by somebody else, what do you do?
Well, you want to tell your mom, your dad, or the authorities, because then you're not hiding it, so then you won't get in as much trouble. You'll still get in trouble, but it won't be real trouble, like, on your record and all that, because, you know, you're not meaning to look at it. And, so yeah, about that. And our last question today is, what should you do if your friend asks you to give them your phone and password and check for homework? Well, you never know if they're really telling the truth or not, which, anyways, you shouldn't even give someone your phone, first of all. Neither should you give them your password, because that's just giving them all your information. Because, think about it, they could put a mean comment up on social media or something like that, and they say they're checking, like, Schoology or something, even if you, like, checking for homework. So you never know, really, what can happen if you do that. So, thank you for watching our show, listening to it, and we hope you listen to our next podcast.